mind and let yourself take a deep breath. And as you breathe in the harmonic of life. Breathe in peace, the balance and harmony of being. And in that very special space, that great peaceful space, you take control of your truck and you drive. Now you know you've got a full load because that's a heavy truck. And along the way you come to that which is called the way station or the neutral zone, and you pull off and you park your truck. Now, because the neutral zone is a detached state, you have to find a way to visually detach from your truck. Therefore, you climb down from the driver's seat so that you're no longer driving it. And in a most detached way, you go to the back of the truck and open the doors, and you look in you. There are all kinds of boxes in there, and one of them is labeled anger. And I want you to pull that box of anger out to the rear of the truck. And I want you to let yourself look into it. These are the angers you're carrying around. These are the angers that you've had stored and boxed within you. Some of them are new and some of them are very old, but they are there. Remember, you are detached and neutral. You can look at them and see them clearly without them embroiling you in emotion. I want you to see them. And now I want you to lift that box and place it on your shoulder and feel the weight of it. And as you remove it from your shoulder, I would like you to make the decision about whether they're worth their weight. If these angers are worth what you have to carry by having them there. And if perchance you decide they are too heavy to carry and that you're willing to release them, simply place your box at the side of the road. And bless it. Remember, you're in the neutral zone. You are detached and free. And now I want you to see a box marked emotion. And as you pull it forward, you realize it contains every time you felt hurt, snubbed, rejected, every time a word was said that rubbed you wrong, all the little pains and some big ones. But you're in the neutral zone. They can't get you emotionally. You can look at them clearly. And I want you to weigh them on your shoulder and ask yourself, is it worth its weight? And if perchance you feel it's not, then forgive the hurts. And as you forgive, you are released. And if you've chosen that release, you will put the box on the side of the road. There is another box for you to look at. It is labeled Doubts and Fears. And in it is every time you have been afraid or doubted you. And as you examine the box in your detached state, you are able to see where you have let you down, where you have not had the strength of belief in yourself. Next to this box is another one that seems to be very strong. And it has the label of joy and laughter, of strength and love. You notice that the box that held your doubts and fears was not tied well. The bottom is coming out of it. It's very hard to work with. If you are ready to release the doubts and fears, simply open the box of strength and love and dump the fears and doubts in. And when you look at the love and laughter, the strength and the courage, you see that the doubts and fears have dwindled to a very small, tiny little corner in that big, strong box. And you know that by your decision, you have put the strength of you before the doubts and fears. Take a moment in your detached state to really see those strengths. See the power of you through the love of the soul and the joy and the laughter. You may choose to leave this, or you may choose to keep it. Now you notice that there is one other box, and as you pull it forward, you know that in it are the actions and reactions of you. You know that in this box is all the times you acted without thinking, or reacted in a form that wasn't helpful. These are the times that you hurt or reacted in a manner that did not fulfill you. But as you look at it in this wonderful, neutral, detached state, you are able to see that there were lessons learned, And if you take a moment to thank these responses for what they taught you about yourself, and you take a moment to forgive yourself for any guilt you might have felt, you know that in that manner, you may choose to put this box by the side of the road. And you know that anything you have placed by the side of the road, you are completely detached from and need never go back to. That it will be taken care of by the very energies of the universe. And you know that you will get back into your truck with a lighter load. And as you look at your manifest list, you see the words that say, drive on. And in the next neutral zone, take on the joys of life that now have room to fill your van. Get back in the driver's seat and drive on, filled with balance, with joy and laughter. And even as the emotional attachment comes back into your being, you know that it will not come back into those old boxes, for you have blessed them, thanked them, released them, and left them in the neutral zone by the side of the road. Filled with happiness, with the realization that you are driving into your future, into your potential and your expression. Take a deep breath and permit yourself to return. Did you have any trouble with some of those boxes? You know, it is not always easy to have something labeled for you, because then you're saying, oh, I must have had those, you know, in there someplace, and you want to back away from it a little bit. But remember, when you are in the neutral zone, and that's the zone your body is in now with all the changes that are going on, you can decide. And the object of this exercise is that you will learn to make decisions with a detached attitude, not embroiled in the emotion of it, but in the logic of it. Logic has always seemed to be associated with the physical world and mentalism and so forth, and has always been thought to be rather separate from spirit. But logic is a very important part of spirit. Everything in creation, including yourself, has a logical pattern within it that it's evolving through. And so you must bring the logic back into the spirit, for all things of a spiritual nature work with a pattern. And that pattern is important for you to be comfortable with. So don't be afraid to use this exercise as often as you need it, because it takes you out of the, the physical anxiety of it, neutralizes you, separates you, and lets you use a visualization that you can almost taste or touch or feel, and it will be helpful to you. Any questions about this?